USA Radio News.
Hundreds of volunteers should give us an idea of how the COVID vaccine affects children. Oxford University in England announcing a study this month will look at how children react to the AstraZeneca vaccine. The vaccine will be tested on over 200 volunteers between the ages of 6 and 17. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., the CDC's pathway to reopening schools facing some questions. The CDC yesterday unveiling a color-coded chart districts can use when deciding when and how much to reopen. New York Medical College professor Dr. Bob Lahita tells CBS News he supports the new guidelines.
This is a very good guide. I think, at least in some sort of a guide.
CNN, though, reporting that 99% of children currently live in the chart's red zones, meaning areas where COVID transmissions are highest. The CDC recommends schools in those zones remain closed or offer hybrid learning. CNN also says less than 100,000 children in the U.S. live in blue zones, where transmission rates are at their lowest and schools could fully reopen. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A top Republican reveals how he will vote in former President Trump's impeachment trial. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying in an email sent today that he'll vote to acquit Trump. In the email, McConnell says the impeachment trial lacks jurisdiction because impeachments are about removing presidents from office. This makes it even more unlikely Trump will be convicted. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling Fox News this week why he's voting to acquit.
And what they've attempted, what they've alleged in the articles of impeachment is incitement. In 2 days and 16 hours of presenting their case, they haven't come remotely close to demonstrating that President Trump's conduct violated the law, that it constituted incitement.
The Senate meeting today to call witnesses. We could also hear closing arguments and have a vote. A moment of unity after yesterday's impeachment process, Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman awarded the Congressional Gold Medal for leading protesters away from the Senate chambers the day of the riot last month. Goodman honored by the Senate with a standing ovation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A shakeup at the Lincoln Project. Co-founder Steve Schmidt announcing Friday night he's resigning from the group meetup of anti-Trump Republicans. Schmidt says he's stepping down from the board to make way for a woman who will better reflect our nation and the group's movement. Co-founder Jennifer Horn resigning last week. A new administration being sworn in Italy Saturday. Mario Draghi taking over as prime minister as the country faces its worst economy in decades. And Denny Hamlin looking to make history this weekend at the Great American Race. Here's Tim Berg.
No NASCAR driver has ever won the Daytona 500 3 years in a row, but Denny Hamlin has a chance to be the first this Sunday. The green flag drops for the 63rd running of the Daytona 500 at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. Hamlin saying he can't wait for the race.
It's exciting. Anytime you can do something that no one else has done, it's always going to be, a big moment for you and probably the biggest, win thus far in my career. So I try not to get too far ahead of myself in the sense of, thinking about the result. Obviously, I know there's a lot of work to be done between now and then.
And as far as the competitors he'll be keeping an eye on, Hamlin tells Fox and Friends.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I think my teammates are due for a good Daytona 500.
There you go.
They've had some difficult, results over the last few years. So I always look at my teammates.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.